And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, or in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego here, and we have the man, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and the Shogun, is in the house here today to talk about some great fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagerty body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Going to be a great show today.
Yeah, indeed. We have the man, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and Shogun. Good morning, Frank.
Frank.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, all you folks out there. God, the bluefin are biting.
What the heck, man? We got a late call from Marcos yesterday that... I believe it was the pride that had limits by like 8 o'clock or something.
You know, I was in the office yesterday morning when Billy, who was running the Pacific Queen, called in, and he had 10 at that time aboard and 6 fish hanging. He said he had unbelievable signs of fish. He said it's most fish he's seen all year.
What?
That was 40 to 70 pound fish. He ended up with limits of 40 to 70 pound fish with 2 fish over 200.
Whoa!
The Pride had excellent fishing. He had half of the 40 to 70 pounders, and the other half were 100 to 160s. And then he had then the Tomahawk had good fishing. I'm sure the Loanne was out there, and you know darn good and Adam darn good and well that Adam had his.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have any, I'm tempted to go fishing myself just to have some fresh bluefin.
Yeah, no kidding. Pretty insane fishing, and the weather, oh my God!
That's the best part.
Flat,
calm. In fact, you know, Roy had a beautiful day yesterday fishing yellowtail. He had 150 yellows, all 15 to 25 pounds, and that was while he was working up. And he just took off yesterday. He's traveling today. He'll be fishing bluefin all day tomorrow.
That's cool.
Wow.
So, and then gets in on Tuesday. So we'll see how he does tomorrow.
Yeah. So that begs the question. We have our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Polaris trip leaving on Tuesday.
Good question.
7-day trip.
Good question.
Are they going to hit that? Or
Well, obviously, I'm not running that trip. Yeah. I offered to run it, but Roy said, no, I want to run it. So... I don't know that he'll go there the first day or two. I think it'll all depend on what he sees tomorrow.
Sure.
And but if it's that good and the wahoo fishing tails down like it seems like it has, he might do that.
Yeah.
Yes. It's hard to say at this point. Yeah. You know, everything changes day to day.
Absolutely.
Renee is just getting to the 13 fathom at noon today.
Okay. I'll show that.
Right, and then he's got that in the 23, and so we'll just, you know, it changes every hour almost.
Sure.
You had talked about yellowtail and that great day that Roy had yesterday. How about the bite of those big nighttime dropper loop yellows that we watched, you know, the last several weeks?
I've never seen, you know, I've never, in fact, I've told several people this, we have never seen a bite like that on big yellowtail that lasted that long. And even a bite of big yellows like that in October, November, that's a typical July,
right.
June, July bite, where June, early July, where you get, you know, I can remember catching 200, or actually Renee having something like 240. That was unbelievable and how long it lasted. And it finally petered out. Roy on this last trip and Lumpy were out there. When I say Lumpy, Justin Fleck, they both didn't do all that well. I think Roy had 42 one day and something like 20 some the next day, and it finally just, it's over.
Yeah,
it's over.
But what a run that was.
And what gorgeous fish. I mean, my
big
goodness. I mean, I watched real carefully when we were unloading on that trip that I ran, and it was a solid 33, 34 pound average.
That's the average.
Average. Yeah. You know, and I remember seeing a couple, I thought, God, that fish isn't even 30 pounds. But we had enough 40 pounders that it brought the average up to 33 pounds.
That's insane.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And it was all dropper loop fish.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
In the dark.
The only bite that I've ever seen better than that one was we had a 2-year bite that lasted 2 weeks each year at Chester Rocks. It was 40 pound plus fish.
I remember those.
All surface iron.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That was some of the most fun I've ever had fishing yellowtail.
Wow. So I mean, obviously this bluefin isn't going anywhere. I mean, could we be catching bluefin for New Year's, you think?
Oh, I think it's possible. It all depends what kind of blow we get. You know,
yeah.
This is a very dry winter, and it's hard to say, but I don't think it's going to last too much longer. You know, maybe a couple more weeks, and I think that fish will start moving down or moving wherever it goes.
Yeah, indeed.
And, you know, and hope that we're going to, it sure looks like next year will be another great year, and we sure hope so.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice to have a great year without COVID.
Yeah.
Yes, no kidding.
But the fact that with COVID that the fleet was able to operate successfully through a phenomenal year, I mean, what a blessing.
Yeah. We're very, very fortunate. A lucky industry, and you know, we've got remaining trips starting in January. All our long trips are requiring people get COVID tested.
Oh, okay.
And we're doing that on all of our trips starting next week, actually.
Next week. So if you're on how long of a trip or longer, what's the protocol?
We're going to start on that December 26th trip, that 5-day Shogun is going to require everybody. And the reason is because the pandemic's getting worse and people are scared.
Yes.
And if they know that nobody has COVID on the boat, it's got to be one of the safer places to be.
And let's face it, this isn't the only industry. I mean, a lot of places that you fly to now, that's the same requirement. Yeah. I know if you want to go back to Hawaii or you want to go to Alaska, and down here, getting a test is just flat out, it's just not difficult anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the other things that we're doing are pretty phenomenal. You know, first the Pro Air thing, which is supposed to put on eons that kill any fungus or virus. And then the other thing is spraying every 3 days. We get everybody out of all the staterooms.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, every 3 days on the boat, on both the Shogun and the RP, the guys go through and spray every room and spray all the hallways, spray the galley, the whole bit. And that's supposed to really put
the virus.
That's great.
So the test will be within, like, a 72-hour test within 3 days?
Yes, within 72
hours. Yeah, which is the same protocol they use for Alaska and Hawaii.
And really what I would prefer is I'd love to see people just drive to San Diego and do it here in the morning. I did my test in the morning, and I think it was 45 minutes later I had the results.
Yeah, I know.
That would be ideal.
Dal's mom came and stayed with us for Thanksgiving, and same thing, you have to have it to fly back to Hawaii. There's a test facility at the airport that's, you know, 5 minutes from the landing that will get you your results within, you know, within a half hour or so. I mean, it's an easy procedure to get done now. Yeah. It's no longer a difficult thing.
Yeah, for sure.
No, and it's not. Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah,
very easy.
And I think it's
and it's a lot less invasive too of a test.
Invasive.
That's another thing for maybe those who haven't had it before. And you know, always hear the thoughts of like, oh man, they're shoving the thing way up. It's just it's not that big of a deal anymore.
They really don't do that anymore. Period. No. They just run it around in a circle right at the edge of your nose
It's just
both
nothing.
Nostrils, and that's it.
Yeah, and
I think that's smart.
Yeah, and so that'll be like on all trips, Royal Polaris and Shogun, starting after Christmas.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. Good. What about the other boats?
I haven't communicated with them. Yeah. I know that some of the boats have canceled trips because of lack of participation.
Yeah.
I know Linda on the Red Rooster is doing something.
Yeah.
An antibody test, I think it is. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure what they're doing, but I got to believe they're taking some precautions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why not, right? It's available science to us, so let's take advantage of it.
And you're right. I mean, you want to talk about putting your passengers at ease. Every person's going to get on that boat, and they're going to know that the guy standing next to them has had a test, and it shows that he doesn't have it.
Well, the next thing about it is you're going south, and as we well know, that virus can't survive in the heat. And it supposedly is in the sunlight dives in 7 minutes. So, you know, especially if you're going fishing to Alaska where in the winter,
it's a little cold. Yeah.
It's a little cold. Not too many people go fishing Alaska in the winter.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so fishing wise, the big fish are biting, and that down below there. So it bodes well for those long trips, right?
Yep. Yep, we've got a couple openings on the Royal Polaris leaving January 1st. There's one opening on that 13-day fly home on the Shogun. I'm sure other boats have scattered.
13-day fly home. So you're
10 days on the boat.
10 days on the boat, fly home on day 10.
Right.
But it's like a 16-day trip.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Wow.
Especially fishing. You're going to get plenty of fishing time because you're fishing. You're going to be fishing Potato Bank, Morgan Bank, Lusitania, Jaime, all in that area. And that's where they're catching that beautiful fish right now.
Wow. All right. So I
would think that'll usually last all the way through January.
Yeah. Now, when is that trip, Frank?
Leaves January, if I remember correct, it leaves January 1st.
Okay, very good.
What a good time amount of fishing time you'd get on something like that,
on the
too.
RP, we leave January 1st at 5 p.m. I think the Shogun is January 2nd.
Okay.
But it's on the website.
Now, on this trip, the Let's Talk Hookup trip on Tuesday, that's limited to 20 passengers on the Royal Polaris, I believe there was one or two openings on that.
Two.
There's two openings on it.
Yep.
I mean, what an opportunity if you want to jump on last minute to ride the big boat with
no
hardly
people.
Anybody on.
18 people right now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It'll be a fun trip.
Yeah, that's going to be an amazing trip. And, you know, the likelihood of, you know, wahoo, yellowtail, tuna, bluefin. I mean, it's all in the game with 7 days, right?
Some of it's going to be in the game. I wouldn't be promising at all.
Yeah. it's all possible.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's fishing, right?
That's correct.
And certainly our timing for best weather time of the year, really.
Oh, weather-wise, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just absolutely gorgeous.
I was marveling yesterday afternoon. I was looking out toward the ocean and just seeing zero, like no wind, like just flat. Mm-hmm. Just and thinking about those guys on the outside catching those bluefin in that weather, just like insane.
You know, I was anxious to see what Booger did yesterday, and I don't know if you saw his report. He had 100 bonita, I believe.
Really?
And he had one yellow. But okay. you know Booger, if there's going to be some yellowtail,
if there's yellow, Mr. Yellowtail's going to find
it. He could find some today, that's for sure. But he had great rock fishing, and it's still, you know, if you want to get out, and it's the safest outdoor sport you can do, as far as I'm concerned.
No question.
One of the safest, let's put it that way. Yeah. Running on a hill by yourself is probably very safe also.
yeah. But being outside on the ocean. But, you know, there's people going by you. When you're out on the ocean, there are no people going by you there.
No, there is not.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Anyhow, so that be it.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Captain Frank Lopresti here of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. And the man's been on the water. How many days have you been on the water in the last 30 days?
Well, I wouldn't say the last. I
ran 45 days.
I think out of 33 days, I was on the boat 30.
30 days. Wow.
So I went
both the Shogun and the Royal Polaris.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it was so much fun.
I can imagine, man. Can't wait to get back on, huh?
Well, I'm looking forward to running a few more trips.
All right.
I love it.
As long as my health holds up. By the way, one thing I ought to bring up, too, is, you know, I think you know Frank Rossetti is the number one man and owner over at H&M.
Yeah, great guy.
We are working so well with him. And right now we've got a project going that hopefully the port of San Diego is listening, that all we need is a large improvement on our lease, the amount of our lease. And we're ready to pull the trigger on completely renovating all the docks.
Wow.
That means all the piers would be gone, all brand new docks. It will look like a marina more than a sport fishing
pier. Oh, really?
Those big piers will be gone. It's really a beautiful setup. And we're talking about spending, between the three landings, about $7.5 million.
Wow.
So hopefully we've submitted everything to the port, and hopefully the port will respond well, especially considering the fact that the Port of San Diego didn't have a lot of income this year, but sure got it from sport fishing. So we're hoping.
That's great news.
Speaking of the port, the landings must have been one of the major contributors to the port this year.
I think that's true.
Yeah,
Pete.
I mean, no cruise boats, no.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nobody going.
It
you
sure
know,
wasn't like, the hotels.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, well, let's hope that gained you some extra pull this year.
Yeah,
let's hope so.
I hope so.
I mean, and why wouldn't they? Because you're just improving what's going on.
Well, I for a long time we've been the stepchild, the forgotten stepchild of the port. The last few years, being that Ken Frankie's been around, have been a lot better.
Yeah.
And, you know, kudos to Ken Frankie.
Yeah. He's on the board, so he should be.
And we're at least recognized now. So
yeah, that's a good thing. Well, as you can hear, a great show today. A lot to talk about with Captain Frank.
Yeah, so much to cover between long range and what's going on right here at home. There's a lot of great fishing going on, and we want to talk about it, and we want to talk to you. If you want to give us a call this morning, we want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us at Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the phones. And another great option of joining us on the show is shooting us a text. You can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's super easy to find. If you don't have the Let's Talk Hookup app, now is the time to download it. You can always keep in touch with listening to the show via the app. You can text the show, find out all the great information. It's a great way and a lot of fun. Shoot us a text, let us know your question. And not only are we going to be having lots of fun and sharing some great info today, we are giving away such a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get to go fishing on a full day trip on board the Liberty with Captain Taro and Enable. A great, great prize on a great fishing boat for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Going to be an awesome, awesome time.
Yeah, indeed. And I want to throw out a big get well to our good buddy Arnie Seiko, who's in the hospital.
I feel better, Arnie.
Yeah, he has COVID, and he's we're hoping for a good outcome for you, Arnie. And I know you're listening, and we're thinking about you, Arnie. Arnie does so much for Let's Talk Hookup and also the CCA.
Right.
He's heavily involved in CCA, and it's just a hard worker. And
any good fishing cause that's around, Arnie supports it without looking for an extra buck or anything at all, just because it's a fun thing and a great industry, and he's a good man for it. And
we need Arnie
best,
around.
Arnie.
So get well, Arnie, quick.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking those texts. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit Seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are already packing up. Texts are starting to roll through. If you want to get your chance, give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973.
Indeed. You want to get through, have a chance to win that full-day trip on the Liberty. Going fishing sweet. With Cavataro. Man. And so, Frank, what's the Liberty doing right now?
It excuse me, is leaving this evening and will be in Long Beach tomorrow morning and going out of the water and starting its winter repairs.
Okay, so he'll be out of it for about a month.
Yeah, I would say 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah, we got
that.
Quite a bit of work to do.
So when they come back, it'll be nice and shiny and bright and.
You'll have a lot of improvements, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. But the boat's in beautiful
shape.
So
if you win that trip today, you'll be able to go fishing sometime probably in February or something.
That's
like that.
Correct.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I would say early March to be on the safe
early
side.
Early March,
yeah.
Which, the yellowtail time at
always
the island, right?
Yep, Tarl wants to be ready for the yellowtail.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, yep. That boat has done so well,
it
right?
Definitely has.
Yeah, and Taro and Anibal have just done a fantastic job.
Yeah, you want to talk about another great... You know, just overall operation from all the guys on the deck and Tara and Ebel up top and Sarah inside, like that is just that's a well-oiled machine.
It is, and kudos to Anibo. He is a sharp young man.
No doubt.
You know, we have a nice little group of young people in this industry now that just make you proud.
That's cool.
They really do.
Absolutely. You should be proud, Frank. You brought a lot of these kids up.
I'm not responsible for all of them. That's for darn sure.
Quite a few of them, yeah. For sure. Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's jump into the phones. You want to get through? Here's your chance. 833-288-0973.
You got it, man. Let's start it off this morning with Chuck, who's calling us from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Good to be on the air with you guys. You know, those guys are just professionals, and they're so young and just involved in the fishing, and they help so many people there, and you see them just teach people. Just grab a group right at the beginning, right at the bait dock. They start teaching them how to – Neville's got it down, and Paul on the deck teaching them how to hook up their properly, not wasting any time teaching these guys. This is where you see a lot of boats kind of lag on the guys with the rental rods, and they grab all the rental rod guys and bring them over and teach them at the beginning. But
that's what that's they're supposed to do, and it's nice to see it happening. Thank you.
Now, what's your favorite fish, Frank, to eat, and how? With all these poke mixes, did you jump over to the poke band like everybody there?
I love poke, and I love bluefin. I love yellowfin raw especially. But probably my favorite fish cooked, and I think I've had it probably three out of the last six nights, yellowtail.
Yellowtail. Love yellowtail.
Yellowtail, and you know the nice thing.
I have to agree with you.
The nice thing about yellowtail is you can even screw up a little bit because you're drinking your cocktail and overcook it a little bit, and it still tastes
good.
Tastes
good, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you do that to Wahoo, and you might as well be eating a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
You know?
So how do you like to prepare your yellowtail?
Oh, it's really difficult, Pete. I like to take a little bit of butter and lemon and squeeze that, and, you know, and baste my fish with that. That's
just pan saute?
No, on the barbecue.
On the barbecue.
Yeah.
Very
on
nice.
On the barbecue.
Yeah.
Get nice grill marks on it. It looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's left goes into with kibbles for bear.
Bear likes yellowtail, too.
Oh, bear loves yellowtail.
Yeah, yeah. So can you taste the difference between, like, a smaller grade yellowtail that you catch here, local waters, versus that grade that you're catching down below there that you were talking about, like that?
Absolutely.
30, 40-pound pounds?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You can. And, you know, the one thing that Kathy has done quite a bit of is, and you can do it with the smaller yellows too, is ceviche. My goodness, that good with a lot of peppers and onions and plenty of lime juice and letting it soak overnight and all that. Oh my God, it's so good.
Is that yellowtail that you catch down below at the rocks or the banks, it kind of like Guadalupe yellowtail?
Kind of.
Really tasty?
Kind of, but I'd still give Guadalupe a little bit of an edge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something about the feed there.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Something about that.
But it's all just, you know, yellowtail is just super. I mean, it's, and don't get me wrong, I love to eat calico bass, and I love rockfish, and probably my least favorite fish, honestly, is Dorado.
Dorado, yeah.
And everybody loves it.
Because it's so mild.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan of Dorado.
There was a trip that the Royal Polaris used to do, I remember the 5-day chef special, where you'd have a couple extra guys come on board and cook special things. I got turned on to doing those yellowtail collars on that trip with like a little teriyaki type thing and put those on the grill. That might be my favorite, you know, little treat kind of cool thing. You can't eat it with a fork. It's not one of those things you just kind of dig in, and it's a family style thing, and that's always been one of my favorites with yellows.
Very good, Chuck. Thanks a lot for the call. Good question there.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump right back into him and talk to Harry. Harry's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. You kind of covered part of my second request. The first one is that going out on the sport fishers is just a lot of fun. And, of course, the benefits of eating what we catch. But the third thing that I really like is I meet a lot of really, really nice people on the boat. And I'm just wondering whether there's any possibility of providing these little plastic name tags that we get when we go to conferences that can be worn at the discretion of the individuals on the boat and make it a lot easier for us to get to know each other and remember who we're talking to. That's the first thing. The second thing is with respect to the menu that you were just talking about or the food you were talking about. Is there any possibility that the food is so incredible on these sport fishers that I would love to have a copy of the recipes that we have that we've been served while on board.
Well, we have answers for those questions.
Yeah.
Regarding recipes, we actually did a Royal Polaris recipe book, and I think the last... We might have some copies left, but I think the last 100 I just gave away. But
is that at the Royal Polaris office?
Yeah.
Area you might call the Royal Polaris office and sweet talk Monica.
It was a great
Jen
book. I mean, really, really good photography really well done. We sold them at the tackle store, but we had completely sold out.
And let's see. The other question was name tags.
Which are done.
On the long range boats, everybody gets a name tag, but it's not a plastic one. It's a paper one that people put on their shirt or that we put on their shirt, but it's good for the first day. So, you know, you kind of, they don't wear that same shirt usually the next day. So,
yeah,
the idea, I just feel that I just knowing fishermen and that I would say that it would be very difficult to get them to pin that plastic thing on every day. So I think you have to make an effort to catch names, and you know, there's nothing wrong with walking up to a guy and go, you know I forget your name, my name's Joe and yours. Wrong with it. One of the things that, you know, the master of that, don't you, who's that
of names?
Yeah,
Roy Rose.
No. Coming up and introducing himself.
Oh, who's that?
Brian Kiyohara.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that.
Brian's awesome.
I was always just so impressed with yourself and Roy both. I don't think I've ever met people that, like, catch... You meet him 5 minutes, and then he would just
Roy
be able
is
to
amazing.
Catch.
He's really amazing for remembering names.
Yeah. And there's a lot of captains that are like that just know you. I mean, how do they you train people to do that?
Well, I used to have a rule that you better know everybody's name by the end of the first day.
Wow.
That used to be my rule, but the problem with that is as I got older, I didn't do it.
Yeah, you got that same thing, you know, the CRS thing, like, right?
That's
I know that program. For sure. But yeah, it is amazing how a lot of those young guys can just, especially like you say, Brian Kiyohara.
He's the master. Him and Roy are the masters, I think.
Very good, Carrie. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up a toll-free line. You want to get through, talk to Captain Frank. Win a trip on the Liberty, 833-288-0973.
All right, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask Frank about, you know, I know Kathy Rounds prefers mono, and you know, since Spectre came in, there's been a lot of people that are fishing just a very, very short piece of fluoro to their Spectra, and I'm starting to feel like, especially for big fish fishing, that, you know, for instance, I have a top shot of 100 pound on my Speedmaster. I feel like I'd have a better chance of landing a 200 pounder. And so I'm wondering from Frank, how many people on these long range trips, because the longest I've been on is like 3 days, how many guys are using a, you know, 100 yards of mono as opposed to just a, you know, 4 foot piece of fluoro?
Very, very few. I would say 98% today use a short top shot of fluoro. And even Kathy has started to convert a little bit, but not completely.
Okay.
She still prefers a top shot, not straight mono, just a top shot of mono.
Okay.
But the minute she isn't getting bit, she's going to fluoro. She doesn't admit it.
Yeah.
You know, it's always nice that she's not here to defend herself on that.
You know, to say that my wife's stubborn.
Well,
I would never say that.
Never say that, right? I think it's
it's easy because she can back it up, though. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
That girl gets spiced.
She finally had a great day fishing bluefin.
Okay.
And she did.
Got some fish.
Yeah, she did.
Was she using fluoro?
probably.
I don't think so, because
no?
we're flat fall fish.
Oh, okay. Flat fall fish. Well, that you can get away with,
yes.
right?
Yeah, especially at night.
Yeah, especially at night. Doesn't really matter at night, fluoro. No. The only advantage at night that fluoro would give you would be abrasion resistance, too, especially for those teeth on the bluefin.
Yeah, do they ever have some teeth, too?
Yeah, they do. And they like to shake their head.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Hills. We appreciate that very much. We have a text. If you want to text us, you just download the Let's Talk Hookup app and go to the text the show and text us. You can text us a question. Sam from Oceanside wants to know what the history of the Polaris Deluxe is. I used to ride it when Bill Poole finished it in the boatyard. So you're dating yourself there, Sam.
Well, what the history of it was, Bill decided to build that boat after he sold me the Royal Polaris. And Dennis Critel was the first guy to be the operator on there. And he did a great job, him and his wife. I can't remember her name right now. Do you remember, Rick?
I don't.
God, what was her name? But between the two of them, they were quite a pair on there. And they built up a great clientele. Betty Stein was the secretary and all that. From there, the Polaris Deluxe, I believe, just got sold and ended up going up north. And if I remember correctly, it's up there in Portland or not.
It's
Portland.
Like a private, yeah.
It's not a private.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. The Deluxe, yes, you're right. Yeah. It is. It got sold. No, it's down here somewhere.
Yeah, I think yes. It's a private yacht.
Yes. Correct.
I think it's over in Harbor Island somewhere.
Correct.
I believe.
There's definitely a boat you always see driving past the airport that you can tell has got just those classic lines.
Well, that's the Conquistador is over there.
Okay. That's
right.
True.
Is that what I'm thinking?
True. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a pool boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
it
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, there's something else in there that I can't remember about the Deluxe. But
it's,
I remember
it's
when
still
they,
around.
Yes. Yes. I remember when they even extended the stern a little bit. But anyhow.
How many boats did Bill Poole build at the Poole Boatyard?
Oh, God. I'd have to think. I couldn't give you a
lot,
number.
Right?
Yeah, quite a few.
And
most
of
the Spirit of Adventure was built there.
Was it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Spirit of the ones right here would be Spirit of Adventure, the
Polaris, the American Angler, the Apollo, yeah,
the Royal Star, Polaris Supreme.
Well, actually, Royal Star was built by Ted Dunn.
Oh, okay.
And so was the Shogun.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Oh, so those weren't built at Pool Boat.
No,
right?
That was Ted and I that did that.
Built those, yeah.
But Ted was the main builder.
Okay.
And, but yeah, there was quite a few pool boats, that's for sure.
There's that cool, monument statue thing right outside the landing, and all of the boats are listed.
I think it's great.
Yes, that's right.
I think it's great.
On that, right outside the landing.
Outside
right at the top
landing.
Of the dock where you used to spread the fish out, all of the pool boats, at least the pool boats that are in our, long-range community are all listed in there.
Yeah, indeed, for sure. All right, hey, 877... 833-288-0973. If you want to get through, there's your chance. Hey, by the way, Jack Nielsen says hi, Frank.
Jack
Drake himself. Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump on the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Doug, who's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering about those boats, the Dittmar Donaldsons. How many are in operation and who... How many boats are still around, actually, if anything? What makes them so special?
I can remember so well because I lived in Newport then. I'd go by Dittmar Donaldson all the time, and I just, as a young man, I just wished in my dreams every night that I could own one of those boats.
How old were you then?
Oh, I think I was 16, 17,
wow.
18. I'd go by all the time, and I was so envious of those people that could build those boats. But anyhow, I think most of them are still around. The Searcher's still around, obviously, you know that. The Liberty is still around. The Freedom. The one I don't know about is the America. I don't remember where the America went, and it's probably still around, but named something else. Even the Van Tuna, that boat was it's a yacht now, and it was kind of a yacht that the guys kind of fished commercially.
Okay.
Uh-huh. They had a rack on the back and fished albacore all the time. And I just saw it here. I've seen it the last couple of years. It's over there not too far from Cortez Fuel Dock. It's still around. But I think every one of them is still around. You know, they built, they built a few plywood glass boats, too. They built the original Searcher that Don Sansom, that Bill built for Don Sansom, and then I got because Don Sansom decided to give it up. That's the only one that I know that I can vouch for sure is not around anymore. In many later years, it had an accident at the east end of Clemente and is no longer around. But I can't think of any other pool boat that isn't, I mean, Dittmar Donaldson that isn't still around.
Yeah. There's a there's also a Dittmar for sale if you want to get one out in front of the Marlin Club.
Really?
Captain Chucky's old boat. I'm
trying
to think of the name.
Laura?
The Laura. Yeah, the Laura is a Dittmar. It's a yacht-style boat.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, great cruiser. They used to cruise down to Manzanillo and Ixtapa and stuff
then,
like that.
Then there's
and
that,
that's for sale. I think it's pretty reasonable.
The other
price,
Dittmar
too.
Is the one that, you know, that famous picture coming out of Morro Bay. What was that? God, that movie star. You've seen that picture, haven't you?
No.
Oh, I've got one at home. I love that photo. And it's at the fish market where coming out in that huge swell. George Scott, or some, I can't
George
remember.
George C. Scott.
I think maybe it wasn't him. It was some movie star. They had closed the harbor, and this guy had to be in Hollywood, and he told his captain, you just go. And,
I don't care. We're going.
It wasn't the Duke?
No,
no,
no, no, no. And it went up on a swell and came down, and the captain had broken arm, broken ribs.
Wow.
And some other passengers were hurt, and it did something like $250,000 worth of damage to the ribs of the boat and all of that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you got to look at that photo.
No,
yeah.
Really
it is it is the greatest photo in the world.
Of them going through the swell?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was a guy there that caught the photo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's just...
It's down at the fish market downtown?
Yeah, and I have a big one at home.
Oh, do you?
I
do.
Right. I haven't hung it yet, but I got it.
You'll have to shoot a shot for us,
it
and
is.
Maybe we can post it.
Oh, I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Cool.
Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
That's a great
morning.
Question. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports coming up. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the coast and a lot more of your great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
You know, we're talking, making thirsty talking about Cutwater cocktails, but I got to tell you, talking about tackle, you get thirsty talking about Shimano. And the good news
right.
is now is Shimano is back in stock in a lot of the tackle stores,
man.
Right?
Oh, man, it's been so nice to see the, everything trickling back in. Tranks is available now. I know we got
all the Tranks, 500s?
I think we we got a big order of Tranks 500s in, threes and four. I think threes, fours, and fives we have in stock right now at the tackle store. I saw some Trinidad come in this week, which was really nice.
Wow.
Talica, most all of the sizes. There's still a couple little holes here and there, but most all the Talica is available. Speedmaster very, very readily. So, yeah, it's really nice to see in this later part of the season that stuff really kind of filtering back in.
Yeah, no kidding. And, of course, there's nobody that builds a reel like Shimano, from the Talica to the Tranks, the Speedmaster. They're all just fantastic. So if you've been itching to get your new Shimano reel, head on over to your local tackle store and grab your Shimano reel.
Good call.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cook Up, man. Having a great time here, talking fishing, talking a lot of fun this morning, and man, there's a lot to be.
Thanks to the guy that texted you that photo.
Well, that's the guy we got to talk to, Captain Brian Woolley from Data War Sport Fishing. Had a great photo, exactly the one Frank was talking about. You were not kidding, man. That is some serious swell, and I'll post that up to our Instagram and Facebook here in just a few minutes. You have to see.
Oh, it's pretty wild.
That is incredible for sure.
And it was George C. Scott, huh?
Stupid.
Steamer.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of the Catch Report and Brian Woolley, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, that Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Here, if you're looking for the perfect and affordable gift, Fish Pros has got the answer. Send a gift pack of their famous spices, rubs, their pokey kit, their smoked fish, and their great smoked cheese. Call Fisherman's Processing at 619-255-2138 or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. You can have it shipped directly to whoever your gift recipient is, or you can also have it delivered. Call for details. Fish Pros, spices, and rubs, they are the perfect gift.
No doubt about it.
Captain
That's
Brian Woolley.
Gift.
Yeah, no doubt. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana War Sport Fishing, you're the man. That photo is real deal.
Wow.
That's pretty special, huh? Yeah, that's a good one.
That's great.
So it was George C. Scott's boat?
I don't know if it was his boat, but he was on board, and it says.
Yeah, it was his boat, yes.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, he's the one that told the captain, you keep going. Don't worry about the harbor.
Full steam ahead. So speaking of, which harbor was that?
I think the name of the boat was the Mojo. I can't. Anyhow.
Yeah.
What
harbor? Mission Bay?
Morro Bay.
Morro Bay. Oh, okay. Haroldville.
Yeah, Haroldville.
Yeah, oh boy, that's gnarly for sure. Well, hey, what's going on at Dana War Sport Fishing? No giant waves coming through the harbor there, I hope.
No giant waves, but yeah, we have a hard time leaving when it's cold like it has been here.
Yeah.
Well, so with that cold, as you'd imagine, it's the same deal up and down the coast. Our water temps have been all over the place. You know, we've had 57 to like just under 60 degree water, pretty much fluctuating in that range all week. And if you can imagine, that does a number on the half day fishing. Certainly that stuff has to eat. So we're fishing for bites, right? This time of year, fishing for bites. Certainly guys are catching some nice fish on the half day. It's all been on the like Carolina rig type sinker deals with the sliders or reverse dropper loop, getting that bait near the bottom and just kind of capitalizing on those bite opportunities has really been the name of the game. That exotic bait, I'm telling you, that pays dividends for sure this time of the year. And when I talk about that, I mean like the mussels, the clam, the shrimp, that kind of stuff. The sheephead have been all over that for the guys that have been bringing some of that out. Again, we're catching stuff on the strip squid and the strip bait and all that too, and the live bait. But for whatever reason, that exotic stuff seems to be painted off pretty good there. Three-quarter day fishing, it's all been bottom fishing, and it has been good. Again, it's the day-to-day. We have some good downhill current. That stuff's obviously been a little bit better than days without some movement. We've had some good movement out there. The bait that I had talked about the previous weeks has all kind of subsided and kind of moved out back over the 50-fathom curve there in our little stretch and kind of gotten out to the outside.
So that rockfish has started to bite a little bit better as a result of that. Again, dropper loop bait, the Colt Sniper, I'm telling you, that's the way to go fishing that stuff down there. 120 gram, and that blue and pink has been the hot color again this week. It's just been productive. And you're actually doing something instead of waiting for a bite. You know, you can cast and wind and move around the boat. And then our halibut derby, no real movement again on that. We did have a monthly winner take home, you know, every month we give a nice prize pack to the winner of the biggest fish. Wasn't a whopper by any means. It was, you know, just over 6 pounds, under 7 pounds, just kind of like that small fish. But the guy went home with $1,000 in prize.
Woo! Wow. Man.
That derby's so
cleaned up.
So, yeah, he made out sometimes. I mean, yeah, this is a good deal there for sure. So win the monthly, too, on top of one of those other prizes at the end. It's a good deal. And then, like I mentioned last week, our two for one, buy two adult fares, get one kids fare all through December. So it's, you know, stuff clamping down. We'd love to have people out on the boat. So good opportunity to get outside and get a kid fishing. So
Call and Landing.
Certainly make a reservation. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, so you can check us on the web, too, at danawerf.com. Give us a check, and we'll get you out there this week.
Fantastic. Hey, Brian, of course, next week we'll be on the Mightier 1090. I'll make sure I get you that that phone number so that you have your catch report next week for us. And we're making the big move this week. And
awesome. And, that's good news.
Yeah.
Big deal right there.
Yeah, you'll be able to tune on the radio there at Dana Point.
Cool. I can pick you up here on the other one, but it'll be good to have that extra boost on that other station. So
fantastic. All right, Brian. Well, we catch up with you during the week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks. We'll talk to you then.
All right.
Thanks, Willie.
Very good. And while we're waiting for Gundy Gunnison, I should mention that. We mentioned it yesterday. We are making the move. This is our last show on the 97.3 The Fan. And, again, like we said yesterday, we want to thank The Fan and all the great people, Dave and Rob and Adam and Peter and all the great people that made our 19 months at The Fan just fantastic. So thanks to them. The move's strictly a situation where we had a demand for the signal in Los Angeles and Orange County and Santa Barbara, and so we're moving back to where we started with it, Mightier 1090. We'll be back on next Saturday and Sunday, and a lot of people ask, is the app going to remain the same? It's going to be seamless on the app. You will not know any difference. We'll just be switching over. Now, one thing that a lot of people listen to us on Alexa or Google Play in their homes, like if you have one of those home things.
A smart speaker, smart device.
So basically you'll just have to say, Alexa, play the Mightier 1090. It'll be on Tuned In Radio. So it'll be the Mightier 1090 on Tuned In Radio. So if you have an Alexa device, you can simply listen to it on your Alexa or Google Play device at home too. So all the things will be available. There'll be the website will remain the same. The streaming will remain the same. Adam's doing a great job updating everything for us this week. So the only ones that are really going to notice the difference is turning on the radio.
Yep.
And that you'll be able to turn on the radio to next Saturday and Sunday to the Mightier 1090.
And your text will still remain the same because that's where the app call-in numbers will change. And I'm sure you can find those on our website. We'll put them on Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of stuff.
You bet. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Ben? Ben called us from Golden Hill this morning. Hi, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, I was just wondering if there's one of the bunk rooms that might be better than the other on the boat, and if it's kind of closer to the bait tank, you know, you can kind of catch a nap and still hear the hookups a lot clearer out there.
Which bunk? Which boat?
On the Royal Polaris?
On the Royal Polaris.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know, generally we have a rule that when the fish start biting at night that, you know, if just one or two fish are caught, we don't say anything, but we get on the loudspeaker. So as far as my favorite rooms, you know, I love room 19 and 20 because they're right up against the engine room, and that is as low and as far back as you can be, and you never feel a thing, except they are a little noisier, but the noise doesn't bother me.
I like those rooms, too.
And for other people, they can just, you know, I'd say, you know, they're... all the rooms are great, I got to say. And, you know, you can request a room with a private head. And now that we're doing limited loads, that if more limited loads, that if you get your reservation and 50% in early, you can... quite often get a single room. You know, the one thing that I kind of wanted to mention is that this year, many of the operators, owners, were pretty lenient about people's reasons for canceling and didn't forfeit their money, but went ahead and put their deposit to the hold account for next year with the provision that it has to be used next year. However, I've got to say that talking to the owners, we have heard every excuse you could ever, ever imagine as to why you couldn't make a trip. And it's not going to be that way next year. It's going to be, we're going to follow our policies very carefully. And the one thing I want to say is that, God, if you have any doubt whatsoever, just smart would be get insurance.
Yeah.
Call Bob Dawson and get the insurance.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a little more money, not a whole lot.
It's not.
But it sure protects you as far as, your relative spraining his back and you have to take care of him or something.
So let's explain that, Frank. So if you get the trip insurance through Dawson Insurance and you guys sell that through the office too.
We don't sell it through the office. No,
you'll just refer him to Bob Dawson, who's a great guy. And he's on the Royal Star right now. Good luck, Bob. If you buy that insurance, not only does it protect you, but it also protects the boat too.
That's correct.
Because you guys are in business, and
not only that, but if I understand it correctly, and I got to call Bob, but that insurance is good for a year, and it also insures you. Let's just say you go to some remote place, it insures you getting flight out of that place.
Annual policy. I own the annual policy. I wouldn't have it. It's not that expensive. And it covers all of your trips through the whole year.
Well, it covers you. I mean, if you like living, it's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Because if you get hurt, they're going to do everything they can to get you out of there.
But I will say this, that COVID is not an exclusion.
Yeah.
If the fear of COVID is not an exclusion.
That's
so
right. The fear.
So the fear of COVID. If you get COVID, somebody gets sick and you can't go because of that, so a relative gets sick, there's a lot of stipulations. You have to read the policy, but certainly it's a good investment. Because, like you say, Frank, if you get sick somewhere and you need to be life-flighted out, or you need to be helicoptered out or planed out or something, it covers that too. It covers your emergency evacuation.
It's not just one trip, no matter
where you are in the world.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
The other thing you might look into with Bob was I remember he always told us about that they were slightly higher price, but you could buy the cancel for any reason policy.
That might be something
that you look into. They cost a slight percentage more, but not a huge percentage, and then that took some of the risk out of it for you as well. Whether that's covered under the COVID thing, I don't know, but it would be a question worth asking.
When Bob gets back from his Royal Star trip, call him up.
We have a list of questions for him.
But his people in his office will cover you.
No doubt. Hey, well, let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. First of all, I just want to say to Arnie, hey, brother, my prayers are out to you, for a speedy recovery. You're the best, brother. Anyway, and also, Frank, I'm the guy that always comes up to you at the landing and asks you about your artificial knees, because I also have a set of artificial knees. And I just kind of wanted to elaborate to those fishermen out there handicapped with knees and shoulders and hips. One of my best friends has artificial shoulders, and he pulls as hard as anybody I know on those bigger fish with those artificial shoulders. But anyway, you might want to elaborate, let those people know that it's not over for them because they have artificial implants, and I don't know, maybe you want to elaborate on or maybe you don't, but anyway, for me it's kind
they
of
work for
out,
you right
though.
Frank,
well, they definitely work, that's why I'm still running.
You're still running that? yeah that's right, he's running 30 days in a row there. So
but there's no doubt that it going upstairs is a little slower, but you know what, you're able to do everything you could do before, and the one thing I say is don't suffer. When the doctor says you should have it done, Don't wait. Just get it done.
Yeah, good for advice. Sure. Good advice. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Jim. Appreciate that. You know, our good buddy Danny from fishdope.com is listening, and he texted us that he believes the America is now the grande.
Yeah, it could be.
Is that,
very well could be.
Yeah, Danny?
That makes sense. Yes, Danny? I think he is correct.
Yeah, Danny would know.
Yep.
And that's a
well,
Ditmar.
They're all still around, like I said.
Yeah.
You know.
You build them like a tank, they last.
Well, and thank God, you know, with wood boats, there's still enough good wood carpenters around when something serious happens, you know, like Larson Boatyard up in San Pedro. And the metal boats, you know, the metal boats have an advantage too, I think, you know. And some, you got some bad metal, you just cut it out and put a new piece in, weld it in.
Yeah.
So. But eventually we're going to see some new boats, I think.
You think so?
You know, I've sure been looking into it. It's so cost prohibitive right now. It's just, but I do think eventually you'll see a boat built. Yes.
All right. Very good.
Be exciting.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Situated between the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of California, the state of Baja California Sur encompasses the southern half of the Baja Peninsula. The climate is perfect for fishing, boating, surfing, and diving, making Baja Sur a top destination for adventurers and thrill seekers. Rich in history, Loreto, the first capital of the Californias, is considered the first settlement in Baja Sur. Loreto is surrounded by tranquil turquoise waters and is known for its extraordinary marine life, whale watching, and of course, the finest sport fishing. So easy to get to and a favorite destination for families as well as hardcore anglers. Loreto is a short non-stop flight on Alaska Air from Los Angeles and on Volaris or Calafia Air from the newly renovated Tijuana Airport via the Cross Border Express. Check LoretoBCSTourism.com for more information and experience one of the great places in the world, right in our own backyard. Loreto in Baja Sur.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.